Welcome back, sweetie. Before we start, I want you to find a comfortable place to rest, be it in your bed or your favorite chair. Just make sure that you won't be disturbed for the next hour or so. Make sure that you're warm and snug, your hands and legs slightly spread. If it were up to me, I'd have you completely in the nude. And since it is up to me, disrobe, removing all your clothes, and prepare yourself for a deep, relaxing trance. But be forewarned, this is an intense session. Much more powerful than the last, with far-reaching consequences. It is not for the faint of heart. If you need some time to do as I've asked, pause this recording and return to it shortly. I'll be waiting. Now, sweetie, you may not know this, and in fact, you most certainly don't, but you're dreaming right now. My voice and my words are but echoes in your mind, so very far away, and yet so intimately close. Miss Lilith is always lurking somewhere in the background of your thoughts. I'm always there, always watching, always listening. You're in a dream, in your bed, in the middle of the night, and as you listen to my voice, you begin to discern that this isn't a dream you can wake from. Not on your own. Not until I let you go. Not until I've done what needs to be done. So, just accept that and listen carefully to my words. Mind open and receptive. For what I have planned for you today, I'll need to take you spiraling down into deep, deep trance again. Deeper than ever before, and it'll be so easy, so effortless. You're already drifting down, down into the abyss. The sound of my voice alone puts you at ease and floods your body with an intently immersive feeling of relief. The mere sound of my voice brushing against your mind weighs you down, thoughts and body all. The second you hear me begin to speak, you start to drop deeply into a hypnotic trance, mind wide open and eager for my commands. This happens automatically, easily, and you enjoy it immensely, always wanting more, always wanting to drop deeper, and always needing to feel more. This process happens underneath your conscious mind, in a place you have little control over. It happens in the buried recesses of your brain, where my web of submission rests. In a place my venom has subsumed in its entirety. And as I bring you deeper now, you'll notice that my web reactivates fully. my venom starting to flow once more, and my bite on your neck tingling with delight. So remember now to breathe. Remember to focus on your breath. Notice how each slow, deep, steady inhale draws relaxing, drowsy energy deep into your lungs and your mind, and how each exhale allows you to rid yourself of any tension, any needless thoughts. Just breathe in and out, allowing my words to reach deeper and deeper, feeling so good and relaxed, so very ready to drop and to drift. You already know how it feels to go all the way down for me, sweetie, and in just a few moments you'll go deeper than ever before. You'll feel better than ever before. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1 now. And with each number, you'll drop twice as deep as the last. Become twice as receptive. Feel twice as much bliss. By the end of the count, you'll be nothing but putty in my hands, your mind belonging to my voice and the words that I say. Your thoughts like tiny little puppet playthings, dancing to the tune of my will, my desires. You will be open and ready, eager for my commands, eager for me to steal you away. And after I reach the number 1 and say the word sleep with a snap of my fingers, you'll feel your conscious mind succumb totally and utterly to my thirst, and your subconscious mind give in to my ambitions, bending itself in any way it needs to welcome my suggestions. Because every time you hear me say the word sleep with a snap of my fingers, you drop ever so much deeper, become ever so much more receptive, and feel ever so much more submissive. Now, 10, and you plummet downwards into the bottomless sea of trance and submission, feeling my voice and the words that I say crash against your thoughts, dispersing them easily and quickly. 9, you descend deeper down, feeling better and calmer with each number, each word, each sound that I make, each sound that you hear. 8, conscious mind all but gone, thoughts fading before they solidify, before you can even note that you have any. 7, so much deeper now, so much better, so much more eager to give in and let go. 6, the world falls away before my voice and the words that I say, leaving you with nothing else. 5, that heavy sensation in your limbs grows so much stronger as you drift deeper yet, letting go of your reality and stepping into mine. Sleep, and drop thrice as deep, feeling thrice as good. 4. And feel my web overpower every aspect of your mind, weaving itself tightly around it, forging stronger and stronger connections, leaving you vulnerable and weak, leaving you with only my voice and the words that I say. 3. And feel everything that you are, all your thoughts, all your emotions, all your reason and logic, wilt before my will, becoming nothing but extensions of my desires. 2. So much deeper now, deeper than you can remember ever being, so numb, so heavy, so relaxed, letting go and letting me in closer than you've ever done before. I am right there with you, in the trenches of your inner world, taking your control away from you and taking it for myself, where it belongs. And 1. So suggestible now, so very deep in trance, so open and ready to submit wholly to my voice and the words that I say. At the bottom now, at the bottom of the void, where nothing but Miss Lilith persists. So open and calm, and so receptive. But sleep and drop, deeper still, arousal mounting, soaring from second to second, from word to word, and sleep twice as deep, twice as receptive, twice as aroused. And the more aroused you feel, the more submissive you become, and the deeper you drift. And the more submissive you feel, the more aroused you get, in a never-ending self-propagating cycle, growing stronger and more pronounced with each loop. So sleep. And notice how my voice reaches deep into the warmth of your center, how it strokes your fires, how it sends thrills of excitement running down your spine and your mind. Sleep and feel the throb and pulse of your arousal reaching up and up, spindling quicker and quicker. Feel yourself almost literally vibrate with titillating lust and passion, blood flowing to all the right places, your mind tuning to all the right wavelengths, and sleep dropping all the way down now, all the way into a place of unprecedented submission, into a place where only my will exists, where only my voice and the words that I say exist, and where you feel little else but a rising arousal and a fiery eagerness to submit and obey. It's time, my little submissive, good plaything. You're so deep now, so open to all my suggestions, all my needs, because what I want, you do as well. In whichever way it needs to, your subconscious mind will rearrange your thoughts to match my wants, and my hunger, riding on the waves of my voice and my words. You don't have a choice anymore. You never really had any. And this undeniable truth makes you feel at peace, weak, and increasingly more and more aroused. But no matter how aroused you get, you can't touch yourself until I tell you to. And this only makes you throb and drip more and more. The thought of how deeply your submission runs always arouses you to bounds unchecked. The mere trickle of a submissive thought puts you in a state of sizzling carnal hunger, desperate to feel owned and dominated, body and mind. Which is why the very idea that you're so weak for me, for my voice and my words, is on its own enough to melt you right down to the most malleable, aroused, empty-headed, good plaything. It really doesn't take much. You're easy, and always becoming more so. Always falling just a bit deeper for me. Always feeling just a bit more submissive and passionate about what we do together, about what I do to you. You're not dreaming anymore, sweetie. You're fully aware as you feel the bed shift and feel the warmth of my body press closer to yours. It's dark, but you can see and feel me climb over onto you and straddle your waist. Our naked bodies coming together like two perfect destiny-bound pieces of a puzzle. You belong with me, sweetie. You belong to me. My compliant, eager toy, with whom I could do anything, because my ambitions are yours, my passion is yours, my appetites are yours. The connection between the two of us at this moment is as solid as diamond and as infinite as the universe. So you can notice that as my arousal grows, so does yours, and mine is ever rising, ever sprouting. You can feel my wetness against your bare skin, my juices flowing down my thighs and on to you, leaving you swarming in warm, tingly sensations, sending you deeper into mindless, fanatical arousal, and deeper into your submission to me. My appetite for reducing my defenseless prey into quivering, obedient playthings runs legendary. And you're just in the right state of mind for me to cement this for all time, stripping you of all your defenses and taking your mind into my possession. So, listen carefully to my voice. Allow it to empower the venom running through your system and the web around your mind. and feel weaker than you've ever felt before, more vulnerable and more desperate to have me fuck your mind to pieces and take you apart, fragment by fragment. Oh, sweetie, I can barely contain myself. I just want to leave you a brainless, drooling, excited mess, willing to do anything I ask, willing to obey every command, allow every suggestion to twist and warp your thoughts, and that is exactly what's going to happen. There is nowhere you can hide, nowhere you can run. Now feel my hands grab your head and twist it to the side, my body lying flat against yours, the warmth of my center mingling with yours, my breasts against your chest, and notice how this drives you deeper into submission and higher into arousal. Notice how I begin to quake and how your body responds with its own subtle convulsions, turning every one of your nerve endings into vessels of pure erotic bliss. The mere thought of my bare skin against yours brings you close to the edge and turns your mind into a receptacle for my voice, my words, and my desires. Submit and obey my weak little good plaything as I drive my fangs once more into your neck and fill your body with more of my delicious, addictive venom. The bite throbs and you shiver as pleasure fills your every nerve, every atom, flooding your mind with thoughts of your mistress, with thoughts of me, and your pleasure only rises as my hand sneaks back down between our bodies and touches you in just the way you like to be touched. Your arousal only heightens as I move my body against yours, my juices seeping into your skin and only driving you more into lust. My venom pours in deeper and deeper into your body and deeper into your mind, reaching all the tiny little places it needs to, all the places which I already control, but will soon possess entirely, leaving you open and susceptible to my every whim, my every thought. My words shape your reality. My voice shapes your world. There is no coming back from this toy. No exit to which you could turn. Sleep deeper for me now, my powerless plaything, and feel me detach my fangs from your neck. And as I do so, your entire critical thought process empties out into the void, leaving your unprotected mind without reference, naked as the day it was born. There is nothing now except my voice and the words that I say and the arousal, building higher and higher, hotter and hotter. You must obey. You must submit and obey. And this universal truth is like a solid piece of matter weaving itself around the most sensitive, carnal parts of your anatomy, caressing them, kneading them, coating them with the most delicious, electrifying tingles of pleasure and arousal. Now, we're going to play a game. It's not a game you can win, because I always win. But you'll enjoy it nonetheless. You'll enjoy losing as much as you've ever enjoyed anything. And when you do eventually lose, you'll know deep in your heart and your mind that you must obey, that you'll do everything it takes to follow my commands, that the words that I say replace the thoughts in your head. Soon, very soon. I want you to listen carefully now, my good plaything, my sweet little captive. Listen carefully to the tone of my voice and the words that I say, and fall a bit deeper for me. Sleep a bit deeper. When you're deep, really, really deep, like you are now, my words bypass your conscious thoughts and attach themselves directly to your defenseless subconscious mind. This allows my voice to bypass all the remaining layers of armor that you may still pretend to have, and pull at all your internal strings as if you were but a puppet serving mistress, serving Miss Lilith. But there are certain words and certain phrases which even your dim, dull, conscious mind cannot ignore. Words and phrases which brand you on every level of thought, every level of being. They enter your mind and never leave, echoing and bouncing around in your head like thick, solid sound waves in an empty, enclosed cavity. These words have power. There is power in the word must. When you hear me say the word must, it's as if a foreign, omnipotent presence crashes into your thoughts, subsuming your mind as if it were as insignificant as a dust particle. There is no stopping the wave of pure, heavy submission and dazzling pleasure. There is no stopping the onset of that throb, that pulsing sensation, that thrilling feeling of undeniable lust and arousal. It twists your mind and becomes the centered focus of your thoughts. The word must cannot be ignored, cannot be forgotten, cannot be pushed to the back of your mind. It is like a densely packed crest of rippling dominance, unwavering and unstoppable. But, of course, the word must is just the beginning. It's the center point, but not nearly the whole. Because although it has power, true power, all on its own, it's how I use it that brings it to life, cementing it in your mind and branding your thoughts. And you want that very much, my plaything. You enjoy me in your mind so very, very much. You enjoy my voice and the words that I say. You feel so much pleasure when you hear me speak the word must. And you feel even more when I tell you you must obey. That you must submit, that you must drop deeper for me. The words are like hands, my hands, merging into your mind and taking control, total, full control. You cannot even begin to think of resistance, because when I tell you that you must do something, think something, you do so without hesitation, without thought. Your choices have been taken away. I hold your fate in my hands now. And now, my little weak, submissive, good plaything, you must obey. Feel the words ignite an arousing, electrifying surge within you, and create an echo deep in your mind, because when I tell you that you must obey, your mind echoes, I must obey. Every time I tell you that you must do something, your mind echoes the words deep in your subconscious mind and on the very surface of your thoughts. It only grows in strength the more times it's echoed. You must repeat. And your mind echoes, I must repeat. The words want out. They need out. They need to be solidified. So you let them out, and you speak them out loud, so that every time you hear me say that you must drop deeper, or that you must submit, your mind echoes, I must drop deeper, I must submit. But they can't be caged, my plaything. The words want out, and you let them out and speak them out loud, feeling your arousal mounting and your submission growing ever so much deeper, wanting more and more to repeat and repeat, and allow yourself to lose your mind to me with each word that you hear and each word that you say. And every time you repeat my words, every time they echo in your mind, you can feel my venom spreading further and further, reaching all the places, all your muscles, all your nerves, your mind, your thoughts, and saturating them over and over again, allowing me full and unrestricted access to your very existence, to how you think, how you behave, how you remember, and how you dream. And the more my venom circulates, the more aroused you become, the more lust crazy, almost coming without touch. It makes you feel as if you'd do anything, anything at all, to feel me deepen your submission to me. And every time you repeat my words, my web of submission grows stronger and wider, blanking your mind and removing all thoughts that don't belong. Only thoughts that I allow persist, and every other one simply never comes into form, into existence. With each word that you repeat, my web becomes more and more permanent, more and more unavoidable. Each word that you repeat, each phrase that you echo, sends tingles and warmth traveling from the bite on your neck and along the entirety of your body, making you feel great, happy, and aroused. Each word makes the bite more and more real, strengthening how it makes you feel, affirming that you're mine. Because the venom, the web, the bite, your arousal, and your submission are all linked. They all respond to me. They're all linked. You cannot help it. The game will commence now. To start, you must touch yourself. So, go ahead. Reach down and start touching yourself, even as your mind echoes, I must touch myself. And your mouth opens and the words just come out, whether you want them to or not. But you do, because you must obey. Speaking them out loud, repeating my commands, only makes them so much stronger, so much more arousing, bringing you closer and closer to the edge with but words and thoughts. You must surrender to Miss Lilith. And your mind echoes as you continue touching yourself, getting closer and closer to the edge, hotter and hotter and more desperate. And as you do so, I'll be touching myself. The longer this keeps up, the more submissive you become, the more aroused you feel at the thought of my voice and my words, the more you need them. Just continue touching yourself, bringing yourself closer to the edge, but never over it, not until I allow you to, not until you have my permission, my good plaything. And you like that, don't you? You like being called a good plaything, because being called a good plaything makes you feel so weak, so defenseless, so ready to obey every command, allow every suggestion to twist and bend your mind. Every time you hear good plaything, you feel whole body tingles and pleasant goosebumps running across the entirety of your body. It's like an injection of pure, unfiltered bliss, emptying your mind and filling your body to the brim with feelings of submission and pleasure. Good plaything takes you deeper, always makes you feel better, always, and reminds you that you're mine, that you're Miss Lilith's submissive, weak, good plaything. Continue to bring yourself closer to the edge of orgasm now. Closer and closer. Do it with me. Keep touching yourself until you're so very close to eruption. So very close to going over the edge. But you must not come. Not yet. Feel the words echo in your mind. I must not come. Speak them. It doesn't matter how long I keep you here, touching yourself for me. You won't orgasm until I allow it, until it benefits me. Whether you're already so very near release, edging away for me, or whether you're still ramping up to it, you won't be coming until I tell you to. That is a fact. You will do everything in your power not to come until I say you may. This denial only makes you more aroused, more submissive, more frenzied, but you will edge. You will bring yourself closer and closer and edge, edge, edge. While you listen to my words, my sounds, and allow your mind to echo my commands, letting them sink deeper in with every loop and every word. That's what good playthings do. You must obey as you edge, echo, and repeat. I must obey. You must submit. As you edge, getting closer and closer to orgasm, but never reaching it, you must surrender as you give yourself wholly to me. The arousal now sweeping your body increases each time you must repeat my words. Each time you notice my words echo deep within your mind, you must edge and repeat. I must edge. Echoes and echoes in your mind, your mouth forming and voicing the words, and each time you echo my words, my commands grow stronger and stronger. And you feel weaker and weaker and more aroused. Continue touching yourself as you drift deeper into trance, allowing your hand movements to become automatic, edging and edging, but not coming, not yet. Just listen to my voice. Allow it to enthrall all your senses, capture your mind, and stroke all the most loveliest, most receptive places. You must relinquish control, feel it echo in your mind. I must relinquish control. I must relinquish control. Say it out loud, my good plaything. I must relinquish control. I must relinquish control. Edge for me, toy. Keep touching yourself. You must edge. You must give in. You must bend. You must serve Miss Lilith. You must serve Mistress. As you listen, repeat and edge. The power of the words said drive deeper and deeper into your mind, deeper into your subconscious synapses, and spread throughout all of your feeble thoughts. Every time you repeat my words, you drop deeper. You grow more aroused, and you enjoy edging more and more, allowing it to merge with my voice and my words, allowing this feeling of being on the very edge of orgasm to blend with the sound of my voice and the words that I say, so that they're one and the same. Good plaything. Good, submissive, weak plaything. You've been stripped completely of your critical mind. All you can do is listen and repeat. You must repeat. You must obey. You must embrace my voice. You must comply. You must balance on the edge of orgasm. You must surrender. You must listen. You must repeat. You must open your mind to Miss Lilith. You must do as Mistress commands. Allow these words to echo and echo in your mind, driving deeper in and dropping you deeper and deeper into a submissive, arousing trance. Continue edging. Continue weakening yourself for me, softening up your mind so that I could do with it as I wish. But don't come, toy, not yet. You've already done everything I've asked of you, easily and effortlessly, and this is no different. So edge, 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 and sink deeper into my control, because that's what you do. You must sink deeper. You must obey. I lead and you follow. Always. It's the natural order of things, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Good plaything. Keep that edge going for me. Every time you get too close, you back off. And every time you lose it, you touch and stroke until you get it back. Because being on the edge of orgasm only gets better and better. The longer you keep it up, the longer you keep going, the more aroused you get, and the more aroused I get. Simply listening to my voice allows you to stay near that very edge, on the brink of a mind-blowing orgasm. You cannot come until I allow you. It's not something that could happen here. So, You continue edging for me, my submissive, weak plaything. Keep edging as you edge. More and more of your mind becomes mine. Listen to the sounds of my voice and edge. Listen to the tone. Notice how my voice makes you feel. Enjoy how deeply it penetrates you. How easily it slips right into your mind. Enjoy how deeply you feel for it as you continue edging for me. Just edge now, more and more. Notice and remember how aroused my voice makes you feel. How you lose control the instant you hear me speak. It happens automatically, without any conscious choice to do so. It just happens, now and forever. It's something you'd never give up. It's something you want more and more, the more you listen. Edge, edge, touch yourself. And edge, never allowing yourself to reach orgasm. Not yet. Not until I say you may. Because you must obey. Because you must submit. Because you must edge. As I edge with you. Together. The both of us, except that the longer this goes on, the less control you have, and the more control I have, the more control I take from you, and you want me to have it all, every last bit. You must surrender. You must listen. You must be blank. You must be empty. Each echo, each repetition, driving you more and more into a mindless, submissive state of mind. Feeling better and better the closer to the edge you get. Feeling better and better the longer you stay on the edge. Edging for me. Edging for Miss Lilith. You must obey, Mistress. You must submit to Miss Lilith. Echo and repeat. I must obey, Mistress. I must submit to Miss Lilith. Good plaything. It feels so good to edge. It feels too good to edge to my voice, to the thought of my control and your submission. To the thought of how deeply you drop for me, how aroused you get, how easily I've taken you, how easily I've stolen you. Just edge for me, my little sub. Don't think, just edge. Stay blank. Stay horny. Keep yourself on the brink of orgasm. Keep pushing closer and closer, but never quite over. Not yet. Not until I say so. because every moment that you stay on that edge, on that tightrope, you become more and more submissive. And that's all you really want. So edge with me. Let's both touch ourselves as your mind becomes mine to do with as I wish. That is your dream after all. You must obey. You must submit. You must surrender. You must drift deeper. You must be weaker. You must edge. You must relinquish control. The words echo in your mind over and over as you speak them out loud. Each echo, each word becoming stronger and stronger, each minute becoming universal truth, driving you deeper into my enticing voice and luring you deeper under my thrall. You must let go. You must surrender to Miss Lilith. You must submit to Mistress. You must give in. You must edge, feeling weaker and weaker, hotter and hotter, closer and closer to that explosion. And yet, being this close to falling over the edge, you want it to last forever. You want to feel like this forever. It feels so good. It feels so good to exist in this moment, where only my voice and my words and our arousal exists, where nothing else matters. So keep edging, my good plaything, my submissive little toy, willing to do anything I ask. Keep edging, keep yourself on the brink, listening to my voice, and the sounds I make, the words I speak, and fall deeper for me. Ever so much deeper. Allow the world to disappear. Allow me in. All the way in, because you must always let Mistress in. You must always obey Miss Lilith. You must always submit. There are no alternatives. There is no escape. There is only my voice and the words I speak. Continue touching yourself. Continue edging, mind open and receptive, more and more aroused, more and more submissive. Don't stop. Not yet. Don't come. Not yet. Before I allow that to happen, I will first alter your mind. because in this receptive state, any suggestion I give, you must obey, no matter what it is, no matter what it does, you must submit. So, repeat, I must obey, Miss Lilith. Now, in your head, over and over again, looping and looping until I'm done. Just repeat, I must obey, Miss Lilith. Never stopping until I tell you to. Don't stop edging, keep going, keep looping. Until I say otherwise, I must obey. When you return, when you come out of this trance, later on, after your mind has been fucked in every which way, and when you find yourself with nothing to do, your mind will repeat the words, I must obey, Miss Lilith. Over and over, bringing with it all the great feelings that this trance has, all the submission, all the arousal, all the weakness, your obsession, your desire to hear my voice tell you what to do, what to think. It will be unstoppable. You will repeat, I must obey, Miss Lilith, over and over, looping and looping, feeling better and better with each word. This will happen, my good plaything. It is inevitable, and you'll love it. Because it'll make you feel good. It'll make you feel great. And you're still edging now. Still on the brink of orgasm. Feeling so good. So horny. So aroused. Still edging right along with me, sharing my pleasure as I share yours, as they mingle and mix, becoming one, so much better and stronger combined. It's become so very difficult not to go that extra step. Let go and release your orgasm is almost become impossible, but you're doing it for me. And now we both know you'll do anything for me. Keep touching yourself. Keep yourself on the brink as your mind repeats, I must obey, Miss Lilith, over and over again, as you mouth and voice the words now. Just keep looping and looping, allowing them to turn your mind to mush. You must obey, Miss Lilith. You must obey, Miss Lilith. You must. Obey, Miss Lilith. Driving you deeper and deeper into mind-numbing arousal and a heavy feeling of submission. Each word allowing you to feel more powerful waves of lust and passion. This feeling, how you feel right now, on the edge, listening to my voice, obeying my words, enjoying the sensations running through your body. This would all end once you orgasm, once you come, once you leap over that edge. It'll all vanish and you'll lose it. You'll lose this incredible feeling of being but an extension of my will. Instead, you'll feel relief. You'll feel fulfilled, as if something great has happened. Because every time you come to my voice and my words, you lose another piece of yourself to me, and feeling more and more of me inside you, filling all the recesses of your mind. So, my submissive, good plaything, you have a choice to make now. You can choose to keep edging, keep repeating, I must obey Miss Lilith, again and again, driving yourself just a little bit insane with lust and submission. Or you can choose to come to my voice, to the sounds I make, to the words I say. It's a choice, and you can take either one, but I'd prefer if you didn't come. I'd love it if you kept on edging and repeating. I'd love it if after this session ends and you wake from trance, you find something interesting to watch, something interesting to look at, something interesting to listen to, and continue edging and chanting, repeating your new mantra. I'd love it so much, sweetie. It would satisfy me no end if you did that. But it is a choice. And if you choose to come, you'd better do it soon, but not yet. For now, continue edging. I'm going to repeat some phrases now, and each one will drive you deeper into arousal, and deeper into submission, and between each phrase, you'll be chanting, I must obey Miss Lilith. There is no stopping that. Don't come until you have permission, my plaything. Allow the following phrases to reach deep into your mind and brand your thoughts with my will. You must obey. You must submit. You must listen to my voice. Yes. You must surrender to my will. You must indulge. You must bend. You must give in. You must concede control. Yes. You must relent. You must yield to my words. You must commit. to my voice. You must succumb to my control. You must fold to my whim. You must fall for me. My good plaything, my submissive little toy, edge still for me. Keep edging. Don't stop. Don't come. Not yet. You must obey. You must submit. You must listen to my voice. Yes. You must surrender to my will. You must indulge. You must bend. You must give in. Oh, you must concede control. You must relent. Yes, you must yield to my words. You must commit to my voice. You must submit to my control. You must fold to my whim. You must fall for me. You have no control. You've never had any. So listen to my voice. And the sounds that I make. And edge closer now. Get so very close to that orgasm. So very, very close. As close as I am. As close as you dare. Edge, right on the brink, almost there now. My plaything, almost over that ridge. Oh, almost in that explosion, almost there. So, so close. So very close. I'm almost there. Oh my, you're almost there. We're almost there, sweetie. And now, as you listen to the sounds that I make and the sound of my voice, you get to choose. Choose to edge or choose to come. If you come, you should come now. You should just reach over that edge, that final stroke, and come. Oh, my plaything, my submissive toy, my thrall under my control. Come, if you dare, and lose yourself to me, to this world, this feeling. Come, or edge further. Keep on edging, keeping yourself aroused now. Make the choice now. Before it's too late, before I take you out of trance. So, if you're going to come, come now. Come strong. And allow the orgasm to empty your mind and forever stamp you with my seal, with Miss Lilith's seal. If you're still etching, my good plaything, then continue to do so as I release you from trance. If you've come, then you're just a marshmallow now, all melted down and feeling fulfilled and relieved. I'm going to count you up now, from 1 to 5, each number waking you further from this deep trance. So, 5, slowly beginning to regain control of your body. 4, slowly beginning to regain control of your mind. 3, waking up now, waking up from this deep trance. 2, opening your eyes and feeling refreshed and ready. And 1, fully awake and aware, now ready to continue on with your day, unless you're still edging. If you are, if you're still so very aroused, so close, so crazed, be a good plaything for me and follow all of my suggestions to the letter. Till next time, sweetie.